The health care overhaul bill in the Senate is about to get a little smaller. Last week, Senate Democrats tentatively agreed to drop the so-called public option, the government-sponsored health plan. That was to please moderate members of the party. And now it looks like leaders are also going to drop a proposal on Medicare that liberals wanted as a substitute for the public option. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
With a Christmas deadline for finishing the bill rapidly approaching, Democrats are still struggling to get the 60 votes they need to overcome an all but declared Republican filibuster of the health bill. That means any member of the Democratic caucus can effectively veto any provision. This time it was Joe Lieberman's turn. The Connecticut Independent usually votes with the Democrats. They knew Lieberman was opposed to the public option, but they hoped he'd accept instead a proposal to drop the public option and, in its place, allow people aged 55 to 64 to buy early coverage into the Medicare program. So they were surprised when Lieberman said this on Sunday's Face the Nation.
On one part of it, the so-called Medicare buy-in, the opposition to it has been growing as the week has gone on. And though I don't know exactly what's in it, from what I hear, I certainly would have a hard time voting for it.
That basically sent Democrats back to the drawing board. And after an hour-and-a-half closed-door meeting last night, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus all but declared the Medicare buy-in dead.
It's looking like that's the case. I can't guarantee it. It's, you know, at this point, this stage, that seems to be the case.
And Baucus didn't mince words as to why.
It's just a matter of getting support for 60 senators, and that seems to be a condition that's necessary to get 60.
Lieberman insisted he wasn't the sole reason for the changes.
There's more than me that had concerns about different parts of this bill.
And he said the bill was moving in a direction he likes.
At this point, because there's been so much misunderstanding based on ideas that are thrown around, I've said I want to take a look at what's in these alternative proposals before I sign off. But put me down tonight as encouraged at the direction in which these discussions are going.
If Lieberman's demands angered his Democratic colleagues in the Senate, they didn't let it show after the meeting last night. And according to Indiana's Evan Bayh, there were no hard feelings expressed in the meeting, either against Lieberman or Nebraska's Ben Nelson, who also remains undecided about the bill.
There was no acrimony expressed in the room. There was no singling them out.
But there was plenty of acrimony directed against Lieberman in the blogosphere. Among the items unearthed was this video of the senator endorsing the very Medicare buy-in he's now insisting be dropped from the bill. The video was made just this past September. Here he's talking about those very 55 to 64-year-olds.
And they're too young to qualify for Medicare, and what I was proposing was that they have an option to buy into Medicare early.
Still, angry or not, liberals like Iowa's Tom Harkin insisted that the Senate's health overhaul bill remains a good one, with or without a public option or a Medicare buy-in.
There's enough good in this bill that even without those two, we got to move it. All the insurance reforms, all the stuff that we work so hard for prevention and wellness in there, the workforce development issues that we have in there, the reimbursement based on quality, not on quantity. There's good stuff in this bill.
West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller pointed out that in his state, expanding the Medicaid program for the poor, which remains in the bill, might be preferable to letting people buy into Medicare.
In fact, Medicaid coverage is a whole lot better than Medicare coverage. Ever thought about that?
Today, the entire Senate Democratic caucus is set to go to the White House for a meeting with President Obama on the health bill. Maybe the White House Christmas decorations will remind them that their time is running short. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.